Blog Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Everybody out there, hoping everybody's having a blessed day, hoping everybody's feeling positive, hoping everybody's getting their stuff together for the oncoming year, getting the strength up for the ride, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. Today's show, I don't understand what it is you want from me. The description of what manner of madness is this? Dealing with you is like a constant roller coaster ride, and I'm never sure what to expect. everybody can relate to this. You know, I mean, ups and downs of the business relationship, partnership, family. Sometimes, and even talking to your own brother and sisters, you don't know what the hell it is they want from you.
Yeah,
so there's always something new.
Because a lot of times they don't even know.
There it is.
Well, it's
that's
true.
What we're talking about, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're looking at them and you're like, what? Sometimes you're your own mama. You're talking to your mama and you're like, Mom, I don't get what it is you're trying to do because how you riding on my brother? But, you know what I mean? You ain't giving me what I need. You look over there all on him, but then when I say something, I'm the one that you come down on.
Yeah, it goes
going
around
and around. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say that goes to some of those unreal expectations, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. So me and my boy, K. Dizzle, we back in the building once again. Yo, I want to make sure I take some time to thank everybody who purchased their copy of the book. We over here appreciate the support. We can spread the word, tell a friend, you know what I mean, buy one and give it to a friend, you know what I mean? Who is she and what is she to you? Available now on Amazon, and we appreciate the support we've been getting. The train is slowly moving down the track, but we're picking up speed, and we you know, help us. Tell a friend. Tell two friends. You know what I mean? Support your boys in this venture. Hey, Dizzle, I'm going to let you run with this one for me while I jump in the chat room, brother.
Shoot, I don't even know how to start with this one, man, because, you know, I goes back to the unreal expectations, man. I don't know what people want from me because, like I said, I don't think they even know what they want from themselves. And I think it all should start with that star player that we look at every day in the mirror. You know, if we get us together, then, you know, we'll know what to expect and what not to expect. And, again, I don't think it's right to expect anything because that's when you get disappointed. That's my new thing for 2011.
Yo,
you
that's
know.
Real. What's up, sweet? I sees you. Just last night, I see you in there, too. Power Move, welcome to the show. I mean, we appreciate the love anybody shows us out there because the world needs more love in it, man. But I'm going to jump back on the topic for a moment because a lot of times we all get our wires crossed up. And a lot of times, based on our prior dealings, we don't understand the moment that we're in. Even in business, sometimes the wires get crossed up. And like I said, family, in your personal life, the wires get crossed up. And I'm headed left, you headed right. But somehow we didn't bother telling each other that. You understand what I'm saying? Somehow he didn't get on the memo that we're not on the same page. But in order for anything, in order for
what you're trying to say, we don't communicate adequately.
There you go. My God, you're such an eloquent co-host at times, my dear friend. Adequate communication becomes the key to success in any kind of partnership, relationship, or family matter. And that is sometimes an area that we're all lacking in for whatever reason. We're not communicating. I, myself, at times guilty of that because we hard-headed and we're stubborn and our ears and our mind hear what they want to hear. But it's okay. The message is going to come through at some point if you got it. You know, you open the lines of communication up so we can do what we need to do. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me let, I think this is Lady Joy. Lady Joy, welcome to the show.
Hey, sorry I'm late. Had a couple things I had to take care of.
That's all right. It's better late than never.
Yeah, you can get.
Wake up this morning so we're all blessed when we all see and hear each other's voice.
That's right. And how is my family today? Is my family good?
Yes, we are very well. We are just too blessed to be stressed.
I heard that.
There you go. Too blessed to be stressed. I like that, K. Diddy. I want to make sure we send our thoughts and prayers out. I was just reminded to the good people in Arizona who are affected by this tragedy. We wish the Congresswoman a speedy recovery. And our hearts go out to the family of those who lost loved ones at an event that nobody woke up that day thinking would go south, that is, not the way it is. And we want to make sure we send a big, big shout out and a prayer to those folks. And, you know, we'll pray for them.
Oh, and Tony, also, too, speaking of that tragedy, it was a 9-year-old girl that was born on September 11th when we had the tragedy here for the in New York, and she also passed away, and she was 9 years old.
Our condolences go out to the family of the 9-year-old.
Yes.
Matter of fact, our condolences goes out to, like we said earlier when we were joking, we're saying it to each other. But, you know, we take this stuff for granted, man. But it is always good when you wake up the next day and somebody who you've communicated with or you're friends with is still there to greet you, because we all take it for granted. Like, I'm going to see you tomorrow anyway.
You
never
right.
know. Where the Grim Reaper is the great equalizer, and I think it has become real, very ingrained in me as I'm getting older that tomorrow is promised to no man, woman, or child. You know what I'm saying? But headed back to the topic now, I don't understand what it is you want from me. Wow, the chat room is lit up. The phone lines are lit up. Welcome, everybody, to the show. So glad to have you. Anytime you want to jump in, press the number 1, and you're more than welcome to jump into the show.
Tony.
I think I saw somebody press their hands, and yes, they did. Okay, let me let this. I wonder who this is. Hold on. Welcome to the show, 111. Glad to have you.
You kept me on hold for a week. A week.
Hello, Joe. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well, sir. Pleasure to hear your voice again, sir.
How you doing? Yeah. You know what I'm going to do next time? I'm going to find out where you live through dreamworld.com. I'm going to show up at your door, and I'm going to do the worst thing ever. I'm going to show you what joy looks like without makeup. Okay.
I thought you were going to say you were going to pee on his door like the dog you are.
What a lame comeback.
Boy, we was getting along so well.
We were.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I didn't say nothing. He started it as always.
This is a civil forum, and we're becoming uncivilized.
That's what I do.
Can we conduct ourselves as adults for a moment, please?
No.
You know what I mean?
What manner of madness is this?
That's the question. What manner of madness is this?
Oh, I'll let you know.
Hey, I was cool. I did not say anything. This jackass came on the air as usual starting stuff.
Nah,
I was going to tell you, hi,
start.
Joe, how you doing? But no, you want to start some? Bring it, bro, because I'm not
and
scared
here
of you.
With the bring it, bro. Anyway, how's everybody doing, including Joy? And I'll end it here so
I'm
that
fine.
Joy won't have to think that she has to continue for the next hour.
Okay. Whatever.
Y'all silly.
So, how is everybody? And I'm
sure
you're
doing well.
Hey, Tony, you know, don't keep me on hold for 30,000 minutes, man. Jesus, I thought if you don't want me to come back, I will come back.
Well, obviously, he must be trying to tell you something.
I know. I can take a hint. You can tell me to my face, Joe. You know, no.
It is not intentional. I assure you, it is not intentional,
sir.
All right. It is definitely not intentional. To the good folks out here listening to this voice, and you're wondering, who is Joe? That is our man. We're going to call him Joe from Montana. Welcome to the show, Joe, and we're gonna get the gumbo going because you always have something to say about anything.
All right.
Hey, Joe, Scott, I don't understand what it is you want from me.
Is that from women in general or what?
Both sides of the fence, brother.
Okay.
But you can take the position of you don't understand what women want from you. Go ahead, Joe. Tackle that.
People got to communicate. I think when we're young, we assume that the other sex knows what's on our mind, especially women. They always say, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you, you know, which is stupid. But men and women, as we mature, we should realize, look, I don't understand what you want from me. You don't understand what you want from me, what I want from you. Let's talk about it so we get our expectations out there in the open. We set our boundaries, and we see if we can fulfill them. I don't understand what's so hard about that.
Communication.
Yeah.
Communication
and
is
also,
the key.
Hold on. A sweet and friends in the chat room says one of the things she wants to make clear that we should all not take each other for granted. So that's
true.
You know what I mean? Then she reiterated, "What do you want from me, damn it?" Okay. She said, "Talk to me and keep it 100. Well, that's the hardest thing for us all to do at some point, I suppose, is to keep it 100%. And is that even a realistic expectation? Because in this day and age, who truly keeps it 100% all the time?
Well, I think everybody should. I don't, you know, I guess maybe like 90%, because there is a lot of women complain about men aren't being sensitive, yet when men open up, then women go, oh, not my type, too sensitive, too nice, yada, yada. So there's a reason why men don't open up the way that women say they do, that they want them to. But then when men do, women get all kinds of, hormonal.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I think it's a thing about maturity. The older you get, you learn something new every day. You learn something about yourself. You learn things about yourself every day, okay? You should learn something new every day, no matter how old you are. And it's a matter of communicating. And if you can't talk to each other, I know sometimes it can be hard, depending on the person, depending on the situation. But in order to get anywhere, you have to learn to communicate. Break that code of, I don't know what to say, and just say what's on your mind. Get it out there. Otherwise, you never get anywhere.
There's another thing, too. I think, Tony, didn't you have a show about even if you communicate, if the other person isn't receptive to what you're communicating, that what good is it to communicate if they don't, do what you want, if they don't acknowledge what you're saying? Because communication is two-pronged. You've got to say what you feel. The other person has to realize, this person's serious, and will I accommodate that person? Will I accommodate that message? If they don't, then communication's out the window.
Can we take it up another notch, like another level? Sometimes we may even have to speak to people in the manner they're accustomed to be spoken to in. Sometimes we think we communicate in English, but if they speak in Spanish, they still don't get it. So communication is a little deeper than just speaking the common language. If it's not reaching or getting the desired effect, sometimes we need to back up and rethink how we're approaching that. And not all the time is not what you say, it's how you say.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Because you could say something and mean it one way, and then somebody that might have a real sensitive or touchy side to them might take it the wrong way, because you got your people that are really straightforward and just tell it like it is, and there are some people out there that just can't take that, and they take it the wrong way. They take it as a negative, and you don't get anywhere with that.
Well, their life experiences prohibit them from accepting corrective criticism and taking
right.
it in the spirit that it was meant.
Exactly.
Every time somebody says something to you, sometimes people say, well, I'm going to keep it real with you. Well, yeah, the truth hurts, especially if it's the truth. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
people are sometimes not willing to accept that for what that is. You know what I mean? So, you might have to put some sugar and honey on it, but then sometimes you may not have the patience to do that.
That's true. That's very true. But sometimes there's some out there that just need to just suck it up and realize, okay, well, this is how it is. Quit being so sensitive, like that commercial that they show on TV with the drill sergeant being a therapist. And the guy is like, he is such a weenie. and he calls him a jackrabbit, whatever that is. But
you know what makes me sad? You jackwagon.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, sometimes you just gotta suck it up and be strong and take it, you know, because a lot of times that could be for your own good. You know, you keep going around being the jackwagon that you are, you're not going to move forward in life.
Just last night in the chat room said you can't talk to everyone the same way. And Sweet and Friend said, are you in a sync with your partner? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good
okay,
one.
Yes. I see you. I know you.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that because I'm getting static.
She said, are you in a sync? I guess a sync. With your partner. Are you in sync with your partner? Excuse me.
Yeah, that's
we can always try to be in sync with our partner, but without a certain measure of communication. And once again, communication is the key. Communication is the key for anything. Anything.
Right.
That goes back to that two prong, is the person who's talking about being in sync, because if you're in sync, then that person knows if you're going to be real, if you're going to tell somebody bluntly, you know what, hey, you got to shape up because of this, and if they know that's your style, and if they've accepted that style, that's cool because they will react accordingly.
And that is the measure of it.
Yeah.
That is the measure of it, is acceptance of the next person.
Yep.
Or the non-acceptance of the next person. And that is where it all comes into play.
But you know what, too? Mm-hmm. But you know what, Diddy said something which was pretty important too. You know, it doesn't hurt to put some sugar and honey on it. But I was thinking, you know, there are times when no matter how sugar-coated you've made the message, they still accept the criticism as criticism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't change. I'm just blunt, because even no matter how nice I try to be, it's not going to have an effect unless I'm in sync with somebody.
Those people, Joe, I think 9 times out of 10, either they have confidence or self-esteem issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, 9 times out of 10. And I am so prone to go back to that kind of thing that we were talking about with the checklist. Because if we both people had a checklist, and you and your partner or whoever you're dating trying to get with, if y'all could, like, on a level, a scale from 1 to 10, if y'all could at least agree on 6 or 7 of those things, you got a good chance to work some shit out. Because one thing, you're going to be, like, evenly yoked. The water's
mm-hmm.
not going to be really too deep for either one of you guys. Because sometimes if the water's too deep for you and your life experiences have not allowed you to be able to mature to a certain level, you're not going to be on the same page with that other person. I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm. No, I
right.
agree. Yeah.
Yep.
Because that checklist, it may not sound romantic, but it is a very good idea.
Oh yeah.
It saves time.
And if you take it, if you think about it, you know, all the little dating sites out there, whatever you look at, they little comparability, this, man, that ain't nothing but a checklist. Do you like this? Do you like that?
Mm.
I mean, do you like this? I mean, is this
yeah, the surveys color? That they take.
All that shit
right.
ain't nothing but a checklist. You can call it whatever you want. But if you and the other person agree on a certain amount of likes versus dislikes, you can work some shit out because you're not that far apart. You know, you're evenly yoked, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if you tell a person something like you, they're going to agree or not agree, but at least they understand.
Mm-hmm. And some of them, like, you should ask, how do you handle this situation? I was on a show with some other people, and they were talking about pretty much practically the same thing we're talking about now. And, like, for example, how do you handle the fact that maybe you might like to have a cold bedroom, but your partner wants a hot bedroom? How about if you like to watch TV, she doesn't like to watch TV? What do you do about that? How do you handle arguments? That was the things that people had to know up front because, you know, these are things that you're normally not going to get into until you become almost committed or even committed. And by that time, you know, you feel, I've got too much invested. No, you don't have too much invested. You should have done it at the very beginning.
Exactly. And I totally agree with you on that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Because you enter into a relationship to get to know each other, you know, to feel each other out. see where each other is coming from, you know. Mm-hmm. And as you go along in life dealing with each other, you find out each other's little idiosyncrasies, you know. And then, you know, you make a decision. I mean, like, because, okay, well, I really like this person even though they're doing this, this, and that. And, you know, we all have our ups and downs, our little things that we do, you know, that might not agree with someone else, but that makes us who we are. But, you know, it's like checking each other out. And before you commit, make that commitment, you know, because it's like you never, and it's always been, you know, when we grew up, you know, you don't live with each other, you don't have sex or anything before you get married. Okay, this is a new generation. And
test drive, you never
know a person until you live with them.
Test drive.
And, you know, I'm like, you know, I would like to know someone before I, you know, really commit myself. Yeah, you're in a committed relationship when you live with each other, but a lot of times it doesn't always work out. And it's like, okay, well, better, you know, we found out now before we made that commitment and married each other.
You know what?
Marriage is a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things are different nowadays than it was when we were coming up.
The thing is, I would agree with you 100% a few years ago, because I was of the same philosophy that, you know, it seems like common sense. You know, how are you going to know each other truly before marriage unless you really live together? But the thing is that surveys have shown that those people who have been coupled, cohabitated together, and then they got married, they divorced earlier than people who didn't live together. And I'm saying to myself, either the surveys are wrong, or maybe my assumptions about it are wrong. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm saying, I don't know if the surveys are right or wrong still, but when you're living together, you have that out, and you feel, you know what, if this doesn't work out, I can take off, and if I, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the other person says, you know what, I still want to keep my best foot forward, but when you get married, attitudes change. It's now a lock.
Yeah.
I own your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think we got somebody else here trying to jump in on the conversation. 70252, you're on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Tatiana.
Tatiana, how are you?
I'm enjoying your show. I want to say that you guys come on here every week and you do a wonderful job. But I just wanted to say, Joe,
oh,
Hannah, I can just, you know what, give me 3 minutes, maybe even four. I just want to eat you alive. You're so amazing, Joe. You're just
amazingly
everybody.
Good or amazingly bad?
Joe, they got fans on the show.
Wait a minute, we don't know that yet. Hold it. We don't know that yet.
I'm suddenly aroused. I enjoy Joe, whether he's good or bad.
Okay.
I'm just constantly aroused when I hear his voice, and I wanted to say that.
Oh, well,
okay.
Thank you.
So, hold on. What about me and Kay? Did we chop liver? What's going on here?
I would say that you and Kay Diddy were Vienna sausage and Joe is filet mignon. That's what I think.
Joe, how about you pay her to say that?
I paid her a lot. Thank you.
That must be your cousin. Okay, your sister would.
Good job.
I'm muting her. Hold on.
Of course.
That must be one of Joe's relatives.
I'm glad she ain't trying to share my Vianney sausage with him.
Hey, what were we talking
about?
Hold on,
let me let her respond to that. Hold on. Tatiana? Hold on. You see, block talk, boy, I tell you.
I believe
Tatiana,
Joe.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I want to say that I would have a threesome with Joy and Joe as immediately.
Oh, hell no.
Sorry, Tatiana, I'm not paying you that much.
Hell no.
Hey, Tatiana,
not going to happen, not in this lifetime.
He says he doesn't want to share his Vienna sausages with you anyway.
Hey, whatever happened to the constructive criticism and sink and all that, guys? Huh?
Yeah.
I just want to know how much old girl is paying so I can set it up between you and
you. Yeah, all of a sudden it turns around, doesn't it? I get a fan. All of a sudden everybody goes, all right, dump Joe. Dump the woman.
You're the only fan that you paid for.
Well, hey, it came out of your food stamp.
But on a serious note, I want to see if I can hook that up because I want my cut.
You know what, seriously?
Your cut of what?
You know what, seriously? I tried two block talk semi-relationships, mainly platonic, and they didn't work out because they were a long distance. And I'm not a firm believer of long distance anyway, but thank you very much for the compliment. But I don't do long distance, man. It doesn't freaking work.
And I don't do threesomes with Joe.
Yeah, but with the donkey race, too, huh?
Y'all didn't even find out how much she's paying yet, y'all. So y'all need
to chill. It doesn't matter. You can't pay me enough, okay?
But if it was Tatiana and Joy and Titty, or Tatiana, Joy, and Tony, she'd do it. But not with me.
Joe, okay. I'm not going to hate on you no more. I apologize. You got a couple more fans in the chat room. Sweet and Friends wants us to know that they love filet mignon, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, really?
So I'm not sure what that
means. Don't be Joy, all right? Get in sync, kid. Get in sync.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, all talking, no action, huh? All right. Thank you all.
I'm not scared of you. I'm just not going
to
do you, okay?
I'm not scared of you. What's that all the time? What's that?
Because you always,
I'm always
shit to me. You know, I'm not scared of you. Gosh. I try to agree with you. You know,
you agree, or do you agree just to get along?
No, I agree.
All right.
Okay, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because a lot of things that you...
I know, here's it.
Joe.
I agree, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Joe,
okay.
If you shut the hell up for a minute, I'm trying to pay your monkey ass a compliment.
You talk, and who wants to hear
trying to pay you a compliment.
I'm only teasing, Tony. If it's too much, let me know.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment, Joe. You know, you have a very level head on your shoulders most of the time.
Oh, okay.
And you know, we see a lot of the same things with each other. Okay? I know you can be a dickhead.
Didn't know.
Yeah. But, we agree a lot on some things. And a lot of times we agree
so
to disagree.
Yeah,
ain't no cut. The only thing you're going to get cut is your cut.
I'm with Diddy because, you're being Joy. All right.
I'm being what? I'm just saying.
I understand. Okay. I understand
okay.
you. I think.
Now we're gonna get back to the show because we were on a good roll for a moment there, boy. Tatiana, you special. That's all I got to say. We're gonna set up an email address for Joe. Joe from Montana at gmail.com. All the female fans out there, get them out.
And the male fans that you might have.
Don't have one call.
Joe, you got to get kind of stupid now.
Me and Jay Diddy going to have one call. Vienna Sausage and Sardines at gmail.com so you can distinguish between us all. You know what I mean? Wow. Now, we're going to get back to the show talking about what manner of madness is this. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. My esteemed colleague, and I said this year, I'm going to make sure I give him his props. Jay Diddy. Esquire, sir. Matter of fact, excuse me, I said I was changing his name this year to Sir K. Diddy Esquire this year. Always has this thing where he says that unrealistic expectations at times as we enter into relationships.
Right.
And sometimes you do have to take a test drive because if we're not together and we've been dating for a while but we don't know each other as closely as we should, sometimes getting together can become an issue, and even when you sometimes live together, issues arise because we're constantly changing, and we all have some measure of issue that we're dealing with from wherever. Abandonment, emotional, whatever it is. We all have things that we're dealing with as we progress in this life, and you have to look at your relationship and say, is this something that's worth me pushing on through? Or should I pull the ship into the dock and get the hell off, because I think I'm living with a serial killer or something of that nature. You never know.
Let me ask you something, Tony. I'm looking at the picture of the what is she cover?
Yes.
Who's the woman on the cover? Somebody you know?
That's a young lady, a very beautiful young lady called.
Oh, okay,
Kate
so
Alexander.
Not Joy then.
No, that's definitely not Joy.
Oh, all right.
Well, if you want to see Joy's picture, you can go to Joy. Go to Facebook out there so people can see you.
Yeah, you can go to Joy LaShawn, Joy La capital Shawn on Facebook, and I'm right there.
All right, there you
and
go.
And Joe, I might even accept you as a friend.
Yeah. I might, and this is not a might. Not
yeah,
going
with it. Don't. You're lost, bro.
Yeah.
And for $50, I can get you more than
that. Now, I got Tatiana, thank you very much. I like that name, too. Mm. Is she still on the line, or did you mute her, Tony?
Hold on, my folks in the chat room, I ain't forgot about y'all just last night. I see what you're saying. Sweetie friend, you know, definitely I appreciate everything y'all say in the chat room. You know what I mean? I'm going to switch over here and see what's jumping on the switchboard. Let me see if anybody else is on the line. Hold on. Anybody
you know what?
Else, you can always press the number one in when you want to jump in if you got something to say. Hold on. 702-358, I see you. Welcome to the show. Jump on in.
Don't be scared, as Joy say. Speak up. Let us know your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. We ain't scared.
You know, maybe your woman or male, maybe your man got you on some emotional roller coaster. You can talk to us about it. We ain't judgmental. We ain't going to talk about you.
And
that.
And it's a secret. When you tell us, it's a secret. No, nobody else knows.
Yeah.
When you tell us. You're welcome.
we promise not to tell everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody, not anybody. We promise not to tell everybody. Yeah. Only the thousands of
so who do we have? Who do we have?
They're probably listening.
They didn't want to say anything.
No, they're probably listening to the speakers.
We want somebody to come on that's got some real issues that we can tackle. And some people seem to be scared, okay? We got the chat room. We got the Twitter, the tweets and all of that, or call in. And just bring it. We don't know who you are. We, you know, you can give us any kind of name that you want to. If you got an issue that you want to be discussed that can possibly help you, bring it. We ain't scared of you. Don't be scared of us. We can help you. Although we are dysfunctional as we are, but we're here. So bring it.
But this topic
hold on, hold on. Let me see what Sweet got to say in the chat room here. Sweet says you cannot fit a circle into a square, damn it. Ain't no need to be trying to force anything. Well, okay, we're going to run it there. What do you mean by forcing anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There must have been some kind of spark or something to that extent while you even initiated the relationship.
Yeah, but see, you bring Tony, you bring up a good point. That spark isn't going to last unless you have a real expectations, real understanding. That comes with maturity. That unfortunately, it comes with age, because we're not taught, unfortunately, again, by our parents effectively enough what to truly expect out of life, how to truly interact with other people, especially if you're trying to get a significant relationship going. So until you're me, I'm over 40. I didn't start truly learning about life until my early 30s, and then progressing, you know, towards older age. So, you know, most people now, I mean, I don't know how old you guys are. I remember how old K. Diddy is. I think he'll verify that when he was 25, he's not the same person as he is now.
No, because you grow as you get older. You learn.
Yeah.
It's like I said earlier, you learn something new every day.
What's your name, lady?
Just answer, okay, and quit tripping.
Okay, thank you. Of course I'm not the same person I was when I was 25. Boy, all these hickeys that life gave me, I done learned a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
know, and hopefully I'll learn a whole much more without the hickeys. Cause life will teach you, boy, if you listen or you don't. You don't learn one way or the other.
Yeah, most of us don't learn enough, though, because we keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again, and that's the most unfortunate thing about us.
Well, that's because we're creatures of habit, too, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's why, you know, humans are have some of the most addictive personalities on the planet.
I'll tell you what, humans make the worst people.
Now, that's deep. Now, what other kind of people do you know?
I would say out of the 6 billion that are living now and probably the 12 billion that died prior to this, most humans, I would say, I'll sum it up like this. If we ever leave this little marble called Earth and we start spreading our seed around the cosmos, I pity the universe.
Wow.
That's the Joe we know and love right there. That's the Joe we know and love. If anybody, wow.
And I'll tell you why. And I think everybody knows that. I don't think it's an astonishing revelation. Human beings suck. We are selfish, narcissistic, weak human beings. And we love to conquer. We love to inflict pain. You can get into a fight in 2 seconds. You can't get into love until it takes years. That's the way human beings are. That's the way we come from. We're from the primordial ooze where the first cavemen tried to destroy other cavemen. Nations tried to destroy other nations. Families tried to destroy each other. Human beings are not great creatures. Just because we can speak doesn't mean that we're terrific.
Joe said we are narcissistic, and he said we can fight in 2 seconds, but we take years to love.
That's right, brother,
until you just said that, I had never heard that before.
Okay.
No, I like that.
And he must have got that from somewhere.
To me, it don't sound like Joe had none lately. We might need to send somebody over there. Sound like he got his finger on the trigger right now.
You better believe it. I got my shotgun ready.
Alrighty then.
But to get back to reality, yeah, that's the way we are. Take a look around you. Take a look around you. What is the government doing? What's your family doing? What are your friends doing? How easy is it to gain friends as opposed to gaining enemies? How well do we get along with our colleagues on the job? How well do we get along with our neighbors? How well do we get along with our friends? How well do we get along with our family? But you can get into a fight in 2 seconds.
Right.
2 seconds, just by looking at somebody.
What is it
that people are attracted to? Boxing, the MMA, NASCAR, etc.
They're looking for a release, man. People are stressed out, strained up, depressed, and the ones that are not on tobacco, alcohol, or drugs, they're looking for escape. They're looking to escape. They're looking for a release. You know what I'm saying? And Lord, hope you're not that person at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, because that person will go off on you. Those are the people that's going into these public places and shooting up people because they don't care if they live or die. You know, they really don't. You know, they don't care if they live or die. And when you get in a situation where you don't care, you know, it's over anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But how do we get that way? Because we're born. It's in our DNA is what I'm saying. Our DNA, it's always that argument between nature and nurture. But it's simple. DNA creates the environment. And from that environment, we then enmesh ourselves in it, and then we either embellish on it or try to destroy it to create another new environment, but always in concert with our DNA. We are aggressive, selfish, narcissistic creatures. And we're not that bright. If you take 1,000, I'll bet you, if you take 1,000 you can take 1,000 5-year-olds who don't know anything about mechanics. All they know is, let's say, the language, and as an experiment, and you put them on an island, I'll bet you 20 years from then, as they grow up, they wouldn't know how to put together a bicycle. We're not that bright. We're just brighter than the amoebas. But we're very, very, very much in conflict with one another. We very much want to fight. We very much want to conquer. For what? How many times do people get into a fight in a bar over some stupid little sports innuendo, but they can't, they don't know how to communicate with their wives or their husbands?
Well, that's because they're more in tune to the sports than they are with their wives or their husbands.
Yeah, and that goes back to the release that you're talking about before. Why do we have to have that release? Because there's something pent up in us. What is it? Frustration. Conflict.
Aggression.
That's all it is. Yeah.
So basically, that would be the roller coaster on the inside of each and every one of us.
There you go.
So, man, a lot of times I get quiet when you're talking because a lot of times I'm like, I ain't stepping on that grenade. But this is one of the times. I'm most assuredly in sync with you, my brother, because that's one of the things I tell people all the time. When you take your blinders off and you start seeing life for what it truly is, all those things you're saying come blaring in at you, and it's either you learn to cope or it makes you bitter, because there is no, you know, everybody wants the truth and everybody wants honesty and everybody wants this and that. Truth be told, most people don't want to be told the truth like you just laid it out there.
Tony.
That we all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Truth hurts.
I've always thought about putting this tattoo on my arm, encircle my arm, and in Latin. Everybody says they want the truth until they hear it.
Absolutely. And the truth is at times, and people, I say this all the time, the truth, 90% of the time, is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? For all of us, across the board, life has a measure of an equalizing force that she applies to everybody. There's certain things that apply to us all. A, we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? B, and one of the things I consider B, is that we cannot face the truth, most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when most people talk, they separate themselves from it. I throw myself on that grenade. Because sometimes when the truth comes through, it's not what you want to hear, but it's there. It is what it is. And it's how you handle this truth becomes the question. You know what I mean? And that's where this roller coaster ride that we all get on with emotions and hatred and love. And like Joe, so, oh man, dude. Until you just
and
said that,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. 2 seconds to fight, but years to love. Man.
That's it.
My man. That's
like
a good
that.
One right here.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's very. But the thing, we don't want to see the truth because we don't like to take criticism because we don't want to be less than perfect. If we can accept ourselves as being less than perfect, we can help ourselves to grow. But if
that's
you don't want to. Our self respect is based. Plus, society says men, women should be perfect. And if you're not perfect, then you're not this, and you're not that, and you're not good enough for doing this, you're not good enough for doing that. And people accept that crap.
But some of the people now, Joe, was taught that God didn't make no perfect people.
Exactly.
And there are other people who say God didn't make mistakes. So there's a conflict there, which creates confusion in people. And that's another thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because even the person saying that sometimes, they say God didn't create no perfect people, truly, it's just like one of those statements a lot of people throw out, but do they truly believe it at heart?
Mm. Well, they also say that God has a sense of humor.
That's another one of my favorite things, because sometimes you look around and you see the sarcasm and the irony in life and the sick, twisted sense of humor that it has.
I hope one day you have a show about God. I will be glad to enter my philosophical thoughts on that.
Oh, Joe, you trying to set off something up on this here airwave, ain't you, my brother?
You got it.
Okay.
Because we all...
the religion, they say you got to stay away from it.
I don't stay away from religion or politics because everybody else stays away from it, and people don't realize how religion and politics governs our lives.
Yeah, buddy, because we sure could get it with the Catholics, can't we? But no, we ain't going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about that on this show.
Oh, wow.
Catholic, my favorite subject.
Not today. We got to say that before another day. We got more time.
Yeah, we don't have enough time for that today.
Catholics, oh, those poor brainwashed people. Oh, God.
And that's what we're talking about. I don't understand. I don't understand. But you know what? Starting to think about it and starting to communicate about it is a way of getting to the understanding that we seek. And truth be told, when we arrive at understanding sometimes, we like, man, I could have thought about this at the beginning, but no, your brain wasn't processing stuff the way
checklist.
It is now.
You got to get the checklist going. Got to get the checklist going. Write down all the things that you like about a person. Write down all the things that you don't like about the person and exchange lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? Here's another one of those cliches everybody throws out, but you got to truly believe it. When it is said, I am personally a work in progress.
That's true.
I got issues that I'm working through. I have issues that I've never addressed and I didn't bother addressing as I was born because my mind and my soul was not ready to address issues. But as I am maturing and as the clock is ticking and I realize, okay, I'm stepping over from, you know, when you leave your teenage days to your 20s, you're a young man. From your 20s to your 30s and to your 40s, you're now becoming a middle-aged man, if you want to call it that. And you're trained of thought. A lot of the ego kind of subdues a little bit. Not much of it, but some of it enough with, as you know, you're experiencing life, the greatest teacher, which is life itself, as it's teaching you and building you up and molding you and breaking you down so you can stand up again and learn some lessons. And I call it the Superman complex. A lot of men have a Superman complex. But as you age and as you step into the wisdom that's there waiting for you, you realize that you can't be Superman every day. There are days the friggin' Clark Kent. And even Superman had his fucking kryptonite. Oh, you see, I just cut. But it's all right. We ain't FCC regulated just yet.
That's right, man. Yeah.
He was Superman, had kryptonite.
And Lois Lane.
Work on yourself.
Yeah.
Work on yourself. Encourage others to work on themselves so that we can all get off the roller coaster ride of madness. You know what I mean? You're not on the train. You're coming on the stream, you're moving. Whatever it is that's got itself entrenched in your mind, we all have to work on ourselves. And I may not be perfect, but I strive for perfection. But
well, like the saying goes,
man,
we're all a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is better than anyone else. We're all a work in progress. And I'm getting so much static right now.
That's actually you. That is actually you. Hold on, I'm going to prove my theory. There you go.
I'm not hearing static. Is everybody hearing static?
Hold on. Static is gone, Joe, and it's you, my brother. It is you. Joe's going to have to buy you a new phone. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I'd buy the phone out of my cut.
Wait on that.
I'd buy the phone out of my cut.
Okay, you're going to get cut, all right.
I'm going to call Tatiana as soon as we get off the show, and I'm going to hook it up with her, you, and Joe. And I'll just send Joe a new phone.
Yeah, hook it up. Hook it up and wait on it, okay?
Anyway, we are down to the last 5 minutes of the show. And we want to thank everybody who joined us online. The switchboard is lit up. And we like to them sweet and friends. I see you just last night, Power Move. All the people in the chat room, thank you for coming through. You know, we got mad love for y'all. The switchboard from the 510s to the 323s and the 310s and the 702s. Thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to kick it with us.
Always.
You know what I mean? Lady Joy, being the lady of the show, I'm going to let you let the good folks know they can touch base and talk, you know, meant to you, in case you done irritated somebody today. I'll show you some love.
That's what I do. You can get me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N, and hit me up. You know, we can be friends. We can talk. I have a lot of connections with different things, and let's do this.
And, of course, you know, Sir K. Diddy Esquire.
Sir.
Go ahead and speak to yourself, sir.
Always check us out, worldmovement.com. If you got something to tell me personally, you can do it at Lamont@worldmovement.com. Please check out our books, our music, our shows, and we'd like to thank you for being with us and loyal to us at another new year. Much love to you all.
Oh, Tony, one other thing, can I say?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Over here.
I'm in this play in February, February 26th. It's called In-Laws from Hell. It's a big production. It's a big production. Wait a minute. We have a lot of, we have a few celebrities that will be in this play, celebrities that have been in Tyler Perry movies, and it's called In-Laws from Hell. It's February 26th, and it's going to be the Orleans, and guess which part I play.
In-Law from Hell, we already know.
Welcome to the show.
I mean, I work here, so I didn't have the paper, but it would have been like $5. $5, I'm telling you, it was three, four times as much meat as this.
Wow.
Five, we're on your arm with us, what are you saying?
Hold on. I just wanted to say that I've known Tony for a very long time, and I just wanted to say how proud I am of you guys and what you're doing, and to know him from the time I was 17 years old, and you said all of his knowledge to me, see him feeding it to the entire world, warms my heart.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
So
that's
nice.
What I was born to do, which is share my lot with the world, and we greatly appreciate everybody taking time out of their day to join us. I hope you learned something from us. It's always greatly appreciated because we come on here and sometimes we give our heart and we give our issues and we give everything about ourselves on the show in hopes that we touch people's lives in a positive way because we all have enough negativity in our life. I'm not going to ask how we can contact Joe because Joe likes to be anonymous. So we're just going to say if you want to contact Joe, you got to come to the show, and after we set up the email, joefromontana@gmail.com.
Yeah, it'll go straight to Tony or K. Diddy, and you can give the positive and negative responses to the show about me, and I won't curse you out too badly, whoever you are.
Wow. Can't take it, huh?
All right.
Hell no.
You're honest.
Please be honest, and of course, please. As always, I like to encourage everybody to support your boy, Pretty Tony, my endeavors with my writing, as I try to share my thoughts with y'all. Anybody who bought a copy of the book, you can always call the show and vibe with us. You know what I mean? All right, who is she? What is she to you? Amazon, www.worldmovement.com. We all over the place, man. We're going out on a World Movement tip, though, you know. Sharing our music with the world.
Yeah. Bread at every corner looking like a Muslim. If you thought I wasn't, then you checked the wrong box. On the tussle, I'm a muscle, nigga, give me what you got. Man, I'm hot, will I stop? On a thought, I think not. Blow it up, till I pop. Keep it solid as a rock, girl. You see me on my grind. Maybe later after paper, baby, we can unwind. Spending time with my dime, sipping on that red wine. Then I beast in the sheets, leaving murder like a crime. Yeah, hustle in the sheets too. Dick game tight, underwater, and I eat too. Yeah, boo, I can hustle just to please you. Cause when you fucking with a hustle, ain't a thing I won't do. I'm
hustling
all the time. I'm
hustling
all day. I
hustling,
nigga, I'm
hustling,
yeah, I'm
hustling
on my grind. I
hustling,
nigga, I stay
hustling,
yeah, all day,
hustling.
Yeah. first two. Ready for moving up the ladder, take a gander as I pass the pros. I'm hating niggas sick, they gon' have to hold their bladder though. I'm flattered, yo, I can't afford how I get out the telescope. And if they ain't down, fuck it, toss them like a lateral. I'm moving for collateral, this line's out for antelope. And if the game's dying, guess what, I got the antidote. Man, I'm dope, take a vote, hoes on my banana boat. Your girl come to see me, every time she wanna poke. Same one who see me, every time she wanna throw. Now I don't know her name, but the niggas call her Becky though. It's critical, I'm lyrical, mix it up like chemicals. You niggas want the word, I'ma give it to unbiblical. I'm looking like, damn, is you niggas really full? I'm after money hungry, I'ma eat it up like edibles. They reading into me, why you niggas barely legible? My nigga, I'm the real, why y'all niggas looking skeptical? I'm
hustle,
all day,
hustle,
every day,
hustle,
all the time,
Nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddamn it, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need jokes, pussy bitch, I'm on my